League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
How you feeling?
Good. Yeah. Smoky, but good.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little smoky right now.
This smoky situation is like, yeah. I mean, you have asthma, so that's like a real issue. I mean, it's an issue for all of us, but for you.
All right, did you have to highlight that?
Alan has asthma, y'all.
Really?
Like inhaler level asthma. How often do you take your inhaler, Alan? We don't keep things from our listeners. Go ahead and talk about it.
I like to plead the fifth.
Okay. No, Twice a day?
Yeah, no, I actually don't have to take my inhaler that much. My rescue inhaler. I take my... my maintenance every twice a day.
Okay, that's what I just said.
My maintenance, but not my...
I didn't even specify. So you're the one who put yourself on blast. You have two different inhalers.
Oh, my God.
I just said your inhaler. Now there's an emergency and a maintenance inhaler.
Yeah, my emergency used to be every week. I take it like once a month now,
okay,
which is great, which means my asthma's under control. My maintenance, though, is an inhaled steroid, which I hope to get off at some point.
Okay.
But right now, I'm locked in.
Okay. Well, with the smoke, do you have to use your emergency inhaler?
I have only had to use it once so far, and I use it as a precaution. I was just nervous. Like, sometimes your asthma is triggered by your nerves.
All right, yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, we're talking about asthma today, y'all. So, yeah. No.
That's the show.
We're not, actually.
Financial advice for asthmatics and the people who love them.
That is not what we're talking about today. But just in case anyone was thinking, we're less than 30 days out from my birthday.
Oh my God. No, literally no one was thinking
they
this.
Were. If you've been listening to us for a while, you know, birthdays, not even birthdays, mine is kind of a big deal around here. Alan, and yours is not a big deal because you don't want it to be a big deal. That's it. We will not be doing questions on my birthday this year. I will let you know that right now.
Why don't we do statements? I'll make all the statements. 40 statements for 40. For 41.
No.
Or 43, however old you're going to be.
40. Don't put me in 43, okay? I'm new. I will be newly 41. But yeah, we won't be doing that this year. But, you know, it's approaching. So, you know, I will say this before we actually get the show started. You know, it has been a little bit over a month since my father passed. And less than a month since the funeral. And I just continue to get cards from like listeners and clients and prospects and just friends of the firm. And I just can't thank y'all enough, to be honest with you. It is endearing. It really makes my heart smile. It's still difficult. Like I'm processing it and it's still difficult. But just please know that I see all your notes, that I see all your messages, that the cards that you send, the gifts that you send, the flowers that you send are really, 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 really appreciated. It means a ton. And just lets me know that we have like the best listener, friend, client group in the world.
Yeah, you've touched a lot of lives and you deserve all the attention that you're getting from the listener base.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It means a lot for sure. We're not talking about that either, but kind of. We're kind of, today's show is kind of a pivot.
It's adjacent.
It's adjacent, for sure. We're talking about inheritance. Okay, like how do you get one? Okay, what do you do with it? If you think you're going to get one, how do you prepare for it?
Yeah.
A lot of people, when people pass away, you just assume you're going to get something.
Yeah, well, do you?
Yeah, I think people do. Black people. African.
You know what I used to want as a kid?
Okay, an inheritance?
The rich uncle that you forgot all about. You never even knew him. And you just show up and they're like, yeah, you just got X dollars and a mansion and a Maserati. Like,
just for you. Because you got siblings. So how?
Yeah, just for me.
Just for you. That's only your uncle.
Long lost uncle.
Of yours only.
But he only really messed with me like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you ever expect that something like that would happen one
Never.
Day? It'd be some windfall from some random relative?
No.
I always expected
I know
that.
My family.
Yeah.
So they don't got it. I'm going to meet a random windfall.
Yeah, yeah, you will be.
But I won't be, if y'all are listening, just so if you're clear, it won't, the wind is not coming your direction. Mm. So yeah, don't prepare.
They're smoking that one.
But we're talking about inheritances today.
Yeah. Get ready.
I mean, we've talked about estates, we've talked about a lot of different things, but we do have prospects and listeners and friends and clients who do get some sort of money when someone passes away, whether mm-hmm. it's a long lost unknown uncle mm-hmm. or someone that they actually know.
That's what I'm going for.
But what do you do with it? How do you get it? Like, it's not as simple as you guys think. To Alan's point, he's sitting around dreaming, waiting for a fantasy inheritance. But I'll tell you, if it was coming, it wasn't going to be all that easy. And so we want to talk you through it today.
Yeah.
Let's get clear about it. So what is an inheritance? Inheritance is the collection of assets that you might receive from a loved one when they pass away. Mm-hmm. That could be cash, investments, stocks or bonds, real estate. That could be jewelry, furniture, collectibles, any type of family heirloom. But all property that has any level of value, whether it's financial or just qualitative, that can be passed down to you in the chance that someone passes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to get all that stuff from that unknown uncle.
Yeah.
Or aunt. I would even take it from an aunt.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Not even being sexist out here.
You see what I'm saying? I'm equal opportunity recipient.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, the Survey of Consumer Finances found that the average inheritance in the United States, you ready for this? Because if you're waiting for your windfall, you might want to know what the number
is. Now, this is a middle class inheritance.
This is just average. It's not middle class. Average. All
right. And there's an upper class one,
there too. Average. The average inheritance in the United States is $110,000 for the middle class.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we didn't have this in the stats, but I know this because this is what we do.
Okay.
Only 30 to 40% of Americans will receive an inheritance.
So if you're fortunate to get one on average, if you're middle class, mm-hmm. the middle class inheritance is $110,000.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you got $110,000? Because I'm putting you in, I don't know.
Oh, I'll feel shorted.
Shorted. Okay, good. Because you're upper class, right? So the same survey found that Americans in retirement expect to leave, right? So Americans in retirement, they're older, mm-hmm. right? They're already
seasoned.
Mm-hmm. They know what their assets look like.
They've been around the block at least a few times.
A few times, mm-hmm. okay? They got what they're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
They expect to leave around $177,000 to their heirs.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, so
I still feel shorted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're looking for millions or yeah. billions.
Millions.
Okay, millions. Okay.
Yeah, I want that rich uncle.
I didn't know if it was Uncle Bill Gates or
it could be a godmother, fairy, like a
fairy.
Old fairy godmother. Sure, I'll take that.
Yeah, they'll grant you the fairy godmothers I know about can get you a dress and a man. Some shoes. You still got to give them back. But they're not dropping off that bag.
I don't want a man.
Just saying. Just the history of fairy godmothers, they don't really do cash like that. Mm. But they'll put you up on a prince. You know what I mean?
All right, then I want a rich godmother. Okay?
Sure.
Do you even know your godparents?
First of all, why would you even ask me that on air? First of all, yes, I know my godparents. Mm. Why would you? Yes, I know them. Do you know yours? Why wouldn't I know mine? Because you look very concerned. Why wouldn't I know my godparents? Go ahead.
Maybe you're like an orphan, a god orphan. I don't know. I don't know my godparents. I think I know who they are. I think it's one of my aunts, but I don't know.
You don't want to know them because you want them to be somebody rich.
I know.
So you probably know yours and you're like, nah, you're not my real one. But I do know my godparents.
That's good.
Ain't going to be no windfall.
Are they going to leave you something?
Love. Memories
and a man.
No, I'm good on that. So here's the thing about inheritances. I know we're joking, right? But it can be like an emotional thing, right? Mm-hmm. That does mean that someone close to you or a stranger, to Alan's point, mm-hmm. has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this that takes place when it comes to actually receiving inheritance might be happening during a really emotional time.
Yeah.
Right? Like you might not be in the headspace. I will tell you, I'm not in headspace yet right now for all the things that I'm dealing with, like dealing with the estate and all the things. And so this financial windfall, it's a lot to navigate. And I'll talk about my own personal experience that I'm dealing with right now, but it's a lot to navigate.
And unfortunately, it's not just as simple as getting a check.
It's not. So we are going to talk you through some tips and a lot of things you need to know when it comes down to actually getting that inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, this is a tip.
Okay.
Just a little tip. It's not financial,
mm-hmm.
but something that we think you
yeah.
be grateful. Just be grateful. No one has to leave you anything, right? When someone passes away, they no longer have any more obligations on this planet. And so if someone does leave you something, small, large, or otherwise, just be grateful. Don't be walking around expecting anything, waiting for somebody to die. I know a lot of people act like that. Like you're wishing somebody on their deathbed, somebody got a cold, and you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, it might be that time.
But on that note about being grateful, right? Sometimes people will then compare what other people got.
Right.
And now they're upset.
Yeah.
Now they want to challenge the will. Like, be grateful for what you got. Don't worry about what other people got.
And it's not yours.
And also, if you are one of these folks who's receiving a really large windfall, sometimes there's guilt associated with it, depending on where the money came from. Like, so we have a few clients whose parents passed away and they received life insurance proceeds that felt like blood money to the kid.
Mm.
Or folks that inherited business assets and from grandparents, and they know that the money probably wasn't all earned, I'm going to call it ethically, in today's...
Trapping.
Yeah, not trapping.
Trap or die.
No, like, you know, there was a lot of money that was made from oppressing other people.
Tricking.
Not just oppression, man. Okay. Just slavery. Regular, not... Okay, maybe, or...
White guilt.
There is a lot of that. There is a lot of that.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's a fact. Like, we hear it all the time.
It is. And privilege. Just knowing
Let's
that you're
call
privileged.
Let's just call it that. It's privilege.
And feeling a way about feeling the unearned privilege.
Yeah, feeling like you don't deserve it. You know, so I was at this dinner last night, and one of the things that the speaker said is that, like, where you're born, who you're born to, is like a lottery ticket.
Mm.
Like, you don't deserve it.
Very
like,
true.
Like, you... have the privilege of receiving that lottery ticket. And there's other people who were born in places where they didn't even know there was a lottery at all.
Yeah.
Because of what they were given. And so it does create guilt for people.
That's very true.
So be grateful.
Be grateful. Also, don't expect it. Here's the thing. Don't count your chickens before they hatch, right? That's what they say. And what I mean don't expect it is like, just don't assume that somebody is leaving you something. To Alan's point, don't assume that somebody's leaving you something specific. I know I'm going to get the house. Or I'm gonna get them furs.
Or I'm gonna go ahead and spend my money down because when Aunt such and such passes, I know I'm getting at least $177,000.
You don't even know what she has for real. First of all, you also don't know somebody's full estate. So even if someone has said, I'm going to leave you something, do not assume that it's a lot or everything, because there's also probably some other people, charitable organizations, other family members and friends that they want to leave money to as well. It's not up to you to determine how someone wants to leave their estate. With that in mind, don't expect anything in particular. To Alan's point, especially so much so that you start doing things based on money or assets that you have not received.
They might have been promising you for years you're going to get something. And you get it, and it's a high school graduation ring.
Wow.
The class of 1963.
I'm going to be hot. I'm going to be tight about that. Just don't
That's
leave
something.
Me anything. That, right.
They ain't lie.
They didn't lie. They didn't lie. Another piece of advice, and I feel like, you know, I hope I shouldn't even have to say this.
Yeah.
But for good measure.
I feel like most Black people understand
gonna,
this.
That's what I was going to say. I was trying to
culturally.
Air. It's a culture. Yeah. Culturally. Now, tithing, I still don't believe it's cultural, but this is a cultural thing. Listen, keep it on the low. If you getting some money, you think you getting some money, Big Mama done told you I got something for you when I pass away. Don't walk around telling everybody.
Mm.
Don't put your business in the street. Don't go to your siblings or your mom and just what she said she gonna give you. Just keep it on
just
the low.
Just be blessed. But one thing I will tell you that Black folks will do, even though culturally we're not gonna tell people we got the money, we're gonna take some trips and buy ourselves some things and start stunting on ourselves and put it on social media. Be careful with that.
Just all of it. Especially if you're not trying to pay taxes on it. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But if you're trying to hide it, then hide it. Don't hide it in plain sight.
And your safety.
Yeah. But honestly, there is no reason for you to walk around gloating, just talking about this money. Again, especially if you haven't gotten it yet. But once you get it, even if you do get it, just have some tact about yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you are also spreading that other person's business.
Yeah.
And that's not necessary. And that's not something that they deserve postmortem.
Don't be out here doing the Cabbage Patch.
What? Why?
Talking about what you got.
First, listen, if you are still doing the Cabbage Patch, which Alan just started doing right now, you have bigger problems. There are bigger problems. You got to stop doing the Cabbage Patch. If you are doing the Cabbage Patch for any reason, not just an inheritance, you have to stop now. right now you have to stop. It's not appropriate.
Yeah. What we suggest is the Roger Rabbit.
Don't do the Roger Rabbit or the butterfly. Especially, first of all, if you are of the age where you remember the butterfly, your knees will no longer allow you to do the butterfly. Yeah. You are of that age where your knees are not equipped for butterfly type activity.
Yeah. Pepper seed. Do that. You're Caribbean. All right. Go ahead.
So, yes, we've given a couple of tips, right? Like, so be grateful. Mm-hmm. Don't expect it. Mm-hmm. Keep your mouth shut. Just keep it, especially if you're married. Ladies.
That's a fact.
Okay. He ain't got to know.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with you.
Word.
Yeah.
That's if that person didn't leave it to both of y'all, mm-hmm. there was a reason why.
Yeah, don't put it in the joint account.
Please don't.
Yeah, put that in the individual account. Word. That's where it belongs.
Yes. She wanted
that's what they really wanted for
Big
you.
Big Mama wanted that for you.
Yeah.
Because whether she, you know, thought he was a no good, whatever. Yeah. That's just something for you.
If Big Mama wanted it to go to both of y'all, she would have left it to both of y'all.
There you go.
I mean, that's facts.
That's facts.
That's word to Mary had a little lamb right there.
Another thing, and this is kind of the most important thing, and we're going to spend a good amount of time here. Big. Be prepared to wait.
Yeah.
Please don't be looking for that 7 days after the burial.
Yeah.
Please don't be looking for it like that.
Yeah. On TV, they make it seem like at the funeral, word. They bring you off to a side
immediately
room.
With checks in hand.
Yeah.
Right? Like they read off the will and then just start passing off checks. That is not how this happens.
Yeah, it really does not.
Right? And so there's a lot of things we need to talk about in this space. But just know it's going to take a minute. Even if someone did leave you something, it's going to take a minute for you to get it. So let's start off. What if they had a will? Mm-hmm. They had a will. They did estate planning, right? We hope that they did. So they have a will. They have an estate. So this should happen overnight, right? No. It still doesn't happen overnight. There's a process, and the process starts with an executor, mm-hmm. right? So the person who is leaving you money has established an executor in their will or their estate.
And by the way, only 44 to 51% of people die with a will.
Exactly.
So a lot of jokers don't have a will.
You got a 50-50 shot.
But for the people that do.
Right. For the people who do, in the process, they have named an executor, and mm-hmm. that person has some responsibilities and things that they need to do before distributions are made.
Yeah.
First things first. They've got to do asset inventory. Mm-hmm. So their first task is to go through their person's estate plan, the documents, the will, bank statements, house deeds, car titles, insurance policies. Mm-hmm. They've got to go through all of that. They also have to collect the outstanding bills, right? I'm in the process of doing that right now, right? Going through all types of, they're outstanding because he passed away, right? But just bills, you know, these people don't know that. You have to notify every bill collector that he's passed away. Some require death certificates. Some of them are like, listen, I don't really care. Some of them are like, well, I guess we ain't going to get it. Peace out. You know what I mean? But you have to notify them because if there's a situation where they are still entitled to some money, that is going to come out of the estate.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that is taken care of before you can get your distribution.
Yeah. Some of the assets might be personal items too.
Yeah.
It could be furs. It could be jewelry, watches, cars.
All the things, right?
Facts.
So you have to do asset inventory first. The executor has to do asset inventory. And if you're not the executor, please don't be calling or texting her or him every day talking about you get to them assets yet. Like there's a lot. It's a process. Okay. Don't rush them because you done made bad decisions.
Did you get to the assets yet?
Right. don't rush them. Okay. That is inappropriate. In addition to doing asset inventory.
Did you get to the assets yet?
you know how people are.
Yeah. You know what it makes me think of though? Can I get to the yams? Sweet yams. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, but you can't rush people through the process. Especially for people who've lived a long time. There is so much stuff to go through. Right. And so my stepmother right now is going through every drawer, everything. I'm like, girl, just let it go. But that is a part of the process, right? Like she is doing her due diligence. We are all doing our due diligence. And that's a part of the process before you get any money. Next is asset valuation. Right. So now you've gone through all the things, but you have to get value on all the assets. And the reason why is because as things are passed down, you need to recognize the date of death value.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the value of each of these assets on the day that person died?
Yeah.
That matters a lot. It is going to have major tax implications. It's actually going to save you in a major way when it comes to the taxes on this estate. But again, you have to know what everything's worth. You have to know the value of everything on the date that person passed.
Yeah.
So that has to be figured out. As I mentioned before, bills have to be paid, right? Mm-hmm. There's still bills. Even if you're selling a house, you don't want it to be foreclosed upon before you get a chance to sell it.
That's fact.
So you got to keep paying the mortgage. You have to keep the lights on, especially if someone's still staying in there. If there are medical bills, some credit card bills, some personal loans are still due potentially. I am finding in my own personal experience that most of them are not once I provide a death certificate, especially if there is no one else, if there's no co-signer or no one else on the loan. If there's someone else on the loan, that person is fully responsible for the remaining balance. So keep that in mind when you're just putting cards in your name or putting co-signers or putting, you know, doing things together. When you pass away, that other person is going to be solely responsible for covering those debts. But if they're the only person on that debt, then you don't really, essentially what I've found is that it just, it ruins that person's credit. I'm sure my father's fine with his credit being ruined post-mortem. Okay, so there's still a couple of more steps that have to happen before you actually even get anything. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we're back. We're talking about inheritances. Mm-hmm. Someone has passed away, long lost or up close.
Yeah, we need to know if you got to the assets yet. So we need to know.
Well, there's a lot to do to get to the assets. So before we left, we talked about if you have a will, if this person has a will, all the things that has to happen before you can get your distribution. So we talked about the asset inventory, asset valuation, needing to know the date of death valuation, paying the bills. Next are taxes and returns. You still got to file this person's tax returns for that year if they weren't filed.
I think that's messed up.
I think that's wild.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay, come on. This is a forum for that.
It's a forum for that. I'm not doing it.
You are definitely not doing it because you're dead.
No, I mean, like, I'm not doing it right now. Like, my father paid his taxes. I'm aware of that. All the things.
But he might be due a refund.
Is he? He's not.
He might be.
He's not. He's owed the last couple of years. So y'all gonna have to go get him for it. No, okay. I'm not doing it. I'm not notifying you. Like, nah.
The IRS
he's
is
off the hook. Listen, go call him. It's not my responsibility.
Yeah.
Go call him. Ask him for it. Like, okay. I'm not about to put him through that okay. after the fact.
All right. Listen, I respect that.
Yeah. But that's...
I think he would like that, actually. I know your
was
dad.
Actually very diligent about taxes.
I know, but he would like the fact that
he don't have to pay him?
Yeah.
Listen, he paid. He
I
paid
know,
enough.
But this final loophole, he would enjoy that.
Loophole.
Yeah.
Well, this is what you're supposed to do. I will tell you this. You're supposed to file the tax return for that year if they did not file it already. And then after all these things happen, after all that has been settled, bills paid, asset inventory, asset valuation, taxes, and all that, then you can get your distribution. Mm. That takes time.
It does.
That does not happen overnight. It's a lot to uncover. Especially since y'all not organized, y'all not leaving the bills in a place where they're easy to find, right? Mm-hmm. So people have to uncover a lot of stuff. Filing taxes, people ain't even filing their own tax returns, none less somebody else's.
Yeah, we'll say with a will, it takes months to do all of this stuff. With a revocable living trust, we have found that it takes a lot less time.
Yeah.
So one of the advantages of a revocable living trust, it expedites the money getting to your heirs.
Now, what if you don't have either? Not a revocable living trust or a will.
Mm, you got an unvocable everything.
They actually didn't really even leave you anything at this point.
Yeah.
If that's the case, everything becomes way more complicated. And it doesn't matter if Big Mama told you on her deathbed that you get the house. None of that.
Yeah,
none really of that matters.
Yeah, you are intestate.
Yes.
And the state determines what happens to your things if there's no will.
100%. Like, you got to go to probate court. The one thing that can help in these type of situations is if beneficiaries are listed on your insurance documents or
retirement plan, bank account.
So those specific things will move a little bit easier. But everything else that doesn't have a beneficiary attached to it is it's just up in the air.
Yeah. And this is really complicated if the person got married, but maybe never officially got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were living with somebody. Maybe there's a long-lost child out there.
Wait a minute. A rolling stone?
I'm just saying, there's all sorts of things that complicate matters, especially if there's no will.
Yeah, and I will tell you, to your point, and I'm saying this to everybody, if you are in your second, third, fourth, or fifth marriage,
dang.
I'm just saying, if you're in fifth, please don't get to your sixth. But if you're not in your first marriage, update your beneficiary forms.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Especially your pension, like things that you don't think about or things that you did a very, very long time ago. Please update your beneficiary forms.
Or if you just had an extra kid, a pandemic baby, you might not have added
what?
Them to the, not the beneficiary form.
Not the pandemic baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might not have.
Okay, well.
You don't want to disinherit them off that.
Or maybe. If it was one of these long lost ones you out here talking about.
Yeah, if you had an outside pandemic baby, deal with that too.
First of all, if you had an outside pandemic baby, you're just disgusting. Because you were supposed that's it. If any time you're supposed to be inside the house.
They had to go out to get masks.
But you didn't find a mask or a condom.
Oh my gosh.
That's not where we're going. Okay. So you've inherited whether you were a pandemic baby. Or outside or inside.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to inherit something.
Facts.
Just make sure people know where you are. Now, okay, so we've talked about like taking time. Like, it's going to take time. Please don't rush this. Please don't expect this money overnight. All right, so what happens when you inherit the money?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that happens, Alan, the first thing that happens is not you go to the store, you hit the club. The first thing that happens is...
Taxes.
Yeah. Taxes on that ass. Here's the thing, like, not only is there an estate tax, but for most people, especially based on the averages that we gave earlier, $110,000, $177,000, you don't really have an estate tax problem, right? Like, that is for the uber wealthy. That's a different type of number. We have a lot of clients actually who have to plan and strategize around the estate tax. But we're just talking about, like, you know, just a fair inheritance. I will tell you, some inheritances can trigger or will trigger capital gains, income, and property tax. Keep that in mind when you are fighting to get that house or when you are fighting to get those assets. be mindful that you may also be responsible for some sort of taxes.
Yeah.
Right? So let's talk about taxable accounts.
So this is big, right? So there's something called a step up in basis on taxable accounts. Mm-hmm. When we say taxable accounts, I'm talking about the brokerage account where the person who died was making investments. So let's say they have a bunch of stocks that they paid a small amount of money for that grew to be worth a really large sum. So mm-hmm. let's say they invested $100,000 and now it's worth $1 million. So there's $900,000 in gains in that account.
Okay, ball.
If you inherit that account, there's a step up in basis, meaning that I inherit the million as if they paid $1 million for it.
This is the part you really, really want to listen to.
That means that on that day, if I sold everything on the day that they died, which of course you can't because you ain't even got it yet. But if I sold it in close proximity to when they died, very little capital gains tax at that point.
So essentially what we're saying is, first of all, taxable accounts are accounts where you have put in dollars that you've already paid taxes on, right? So we're not talking about your 401k, right? Post-tax dollars go into these accounts. So that's a taxable account. What we're saying is, what Alan just said is, so if, no matter if a person invested $100,000, right, it's grown mm-hmm. to $1 million. Mm-hmm. We talked about this earlier. The date of death value is what's necessary for the step up in basis, right? Mm-hmm. So the how much it was worth on the day that they died, you will only have to pay capital gains on the difference in value from the day that they died to the day that you sell it.
Yeah.
Right? It. So if there is no increase in value, no taxes on that $1 million.
Lord help.
Come on, Jesus. You're not responsible for paying all those other taxes on the gains that happened before you received that money, the gains that happened before they died. Yeah. You are only responsible for the gains that took place
from
the day they died to the day you sell it.
Now, here's the advice for those in the living, right? So if you've got a parent or grandparent, they've got some investments, they've got a lot of gains in them, they need to hold on to those. Mm-hmm. They don't really need to be selling and giving Uncle Sam money, because when the person inherits it, there will be no capital gains tax.
So a lot of times people will encourage their family members, like Big Mama, sell some of them stocks and give us some money.
No, please don't.
Because that is creating a taxable moment for everybody.
Yeah.
It's a taxable moment for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. Instead, leave them right where they are.
Yeah.
Make me the beneficiary, put an estate plan or a will together. Mm-hmm. And when I inherit it, I now don't really have to pay much tax on it at all.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah. The estate tax doesn't kick in until a person's left an estate more than $12.9 million.
Okay.
Right now. And there may be state estate taxes at Correct. Lower levels, but really, if you're getting less than $12.9 million, which I think is fair to say that most will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then calm down.
You're not worried about estate taxes, and you're not worried about capital gains taxes.
But yeah, there's a strategy that you want to keep in mind. Again, we're telling you, don't count your chickens before they hatch. But as you think about these things, you're thinking about them for yourself, don't start cashing stuff out to leave to your family members. Leave it right where it's at and make them beneficiaries. That will be very, very helpful with taxes.
And by the way, that works for real estate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Investment property, all kinds of assets. Imagine grandmama had the foresight to buy an apartment building in Harlem
okay.
in the 80s.
Okay.
And she paid $30,000 for it. And now it's worth $3.9 million.
Shout out to grandma.
Grandma can leave you that building with no capital gains tax.
Come on.
Grandma just got over.
Okay.
We got over. And now if you convince grandma at age 87 to sell the building and split the proceeds up.
Y'all screw.
Now you just gave the tax money away.
Y'all are screwed.
You see what I'm saying?
Now, if grandma does leave you that house, right, and it's worth $3.9 million and you don't choose to sell it and you choose to stay in it for a little while and it appreciates to $5 million, you will then have to pay capital gains on that $1.1 million difference from the date of death value.
Yeah.
But that's your business.
Yeah, that's on you. Grandma did what she needed to do.
Word.
She delivered it to you with no capital gains tax.
Okay, now what about traditional retirement accounts?
Yeah, now it gets a little more complicated, right? So if you inherit an IRA account, a Roth IRA account, all types of different complications that get involved.
Yeah, so let's go through it really quickly. So if you inherit a retirement account, like an inherited IRA, right, mm-hmm. you will have to pay taxes on the amount you inherit, but you have some options to minimize the tax impact. So first of all, if you're inheriting money from your spouse, from bae, from like you're actually married, not just your man.
Real life, bae.
Yeah, like real life.
You put it on paper.
Legally, mm-hmm. right? You can roll that money over into your own IRA and postpone withdrawals and the taxes until you're 72 years old.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
I'll take that.
Just go ahead and lump
especially,
that in with mine.
You know, if you're 53 years old Word. At the time.
Yeah, go ahead and mix that in, right? Yeah. That's helpful for people who don't really need the money right now.
Yeah.
Now, if you're inheriting the account from anyone else, right? And you want to maintain some sort of tax efficiencies, you can roll the money into an inherited IRA account. That's a separate thing,
yeah.
right? It's an inherited IRA account. From there, you have to take required minimum distributions, better known as RMDs, mm-hmm. every year and pay taxes on the money that you withdraw. So you're not paying taxes all at one time, but you are taking distributions regularly. And you'll have to pay taxes on that because that's considered your income.
Yeah. Additionally, and we're going to get to this in more depth in a little bit, but there's also this requirement to completely exhaust the account inside of 10 years
Correct.
If it's not your spouse that you inherited from, which means the IRS is going to get their money. But here's the key.
One way or another.
Don't just cash it all out in 1 year.
Correct.
Because that's adding to your income tax
Correct.
For that year.
So we're going to talk about that because that's the SECURE Act. So let's talk about life insurance.
Yeah. Now, this is a major key right here.
Yeah. Okay. DJ Khaled, yeah. major key alert.
Yeah. You know, I keep up with current events.
Not doing a Tootsie Roll in the pepper seed.
Okay. Life insurance is not taxable income.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the key is, right, again, think about that $12.9 million threshold. So if the person had the life insurance inside of their estate, it can create some taxes if it's significant, right? If they had $10 million in assets that they're giving away, plus they had $5 million in life insurance, now you're over that $12.9 million. But let's assume they're under it.
Mm-hmm.
That life insurance goes to the beneficiaries with no taxes at all.
What life insurance?
No taxes.
No taxes.
You had a $2 million death benefit that goes to young Sammy.
Young Sammy.
Young Sammy gets that money tax-free.
Okay. Young Sammy.
No estate tax, no capital gains tax, no ordinary tax, no any kind of tax.
Yeah. So this is the value of having life insurance, even if you have assets, right? Like it does help when you're trying to mitigate taxes, when you're trying to make sure that you are not inundating someone that you love and care about with a crazy tax bill and responsibility.
Yeah. But again, that's inside the estate. So part of the other things that we would suggest is if you're developing an estate that looks like it's going to be worth a lot of money one day, you probably want to create a trust and put that life insurance outside of the estate.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't what we're talking about today.
It's not. So now we got to talk about what happens a little bit more. What happens you in? Sorry. Now we have to talk a little bit more about what happens when you inherit an IRA.
Yeah.
I think we touched on it, but you started to get into the SECURE Act, the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. Imposes this 10-year rule, right? And this is the part where we say they're going to get their money come hell or high water. Before you had time for them to kind of get their tax dollars, mm-hmm. now they're not doing that. They've imposed a 10-year rule governing the distribution of funds in an inherited IRA from individuals who died after January 1st, 2020.
Yeah.
So pretty much the pandemic.
Yeah.
Anybody who died pandemic on...
Mm-hmm. They got these new rules.
They have these new rules.
And it's tricky, right? Like you used to be able to, you know, take the RMDs and just let the thing live.
Yeah,
for
a little bit over time.
And now you've got 10 years. And so what that means is if you inherit, let's say, $100,000, you probably want to take out about $10,000 a year until it's exhausted.
Yeah, and what that means is you have to pay taxes on that, right? Like that's considered your income. Now, this applies if you're not the owner spouse. If you are not the spouse and the sole beneficiary,
mm-hmm.
you have to be both, right? Because if you're the spouse but not the sole beneficiary, mm-hmm. things change. So they had to have left all of the IRA to the spouse. This doesn't apply to you. But everybody else, this kind of pretty much applies. You have to draw down on that money within 10 years. You could do it one time in a lump sum, which we don't recommend because that's a big tax bill.
Yeah, because we have a graduated tax approach in this country, meaning like if I made $100,000, I'm at one tax bracket. If I make $110,000, I might be at a higher bracket. And so adding all that income in 1 year really means that I'm going to have significant tax increases that I may not want to deal with. So take it over time.
Right. So you can figure out what that looks like, right? You can, it doesn't have to be a set number, but you have 10 years to draw down on that money. And if you don't,
Lord,
you are subjected to 50% tax penalty.
Mm.
They just gonna take it. You either gonna give it to us or we gonna take it. Mm. Better known by Beanie Siegel as get out or lay down.
Mm. Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what he said. 50% is significant. So can I tell you a quick story about a woman I went to high school with who received an inheritance from an uncle?
Okay.
She spent all this money in year one and did not withhold enough taxes as she spent it. In fact, I don't know if she withheld any taxes. In year two, she was in trouble.
Yeah.
Because not only did she owe tax on the distribution, she also owed additional tax on her job income because now the distribution pushed her into a higher tax bracket. She was hurting, and I felt horrible for her. She spent all the money. This is a person who, on every flight, in all the places, every festival, taking her kid first class places. Like, the money got spent.
Yeah, well, now she needs to be at every H&R Block and figuring that out for herself, right? So let's talk more about IRAs inherited from a non-spouse, like your homegirl, right? Yeah. Like, so you have the 10-year rule, right? And that's whether that's big mama, your uncle, whoever it is, if it's not your spouse and you're the sole beneficiary, you're subjected to the 10-year rule. You must also establish a designated inherited IRA account. As we mentioned earlier, that's a separate type of account. You have to open that account and it cannot receive any new contributions.
No.
And like we mentioned, it has to be depleted by December 31st of that 10th year. By New Year's Eve, it's got to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter like what day of that year you got it. You got until New Year's Eve of that 10th year.
Yeah, that's it. Or 50% jack move.
Or literally, that's robbery.
Yeah.
Right. And as we mentioned, you can distribute that money to yourself however way you want over the 10 years. It could be a little bit up front, more later on down the line if you're holding some to pay for some college or whatever the case is for your child. But you need to do it before they, as Alan mentioned, it's that jack move. You are, though, exempt from the 10% early withdrawal tax penalty.
That's nice.
So that's nice. That's the least they can do. Okay. Yeah.
But there's some exemptions for this 10-year rule as well.
A couple.
Not a lot, to be honest. Like, it probably ain't you. Minor children of the original account holder.
Minor. Not like minor in his life. Yeah. Just like young.
In age.
In age. I think like 5 and under, maybe.
Under 18, perhaps. Under 18,
or minor than that, more minor than that.
More minor than that. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Beneficiaries with chronic illnesses or permanent disabilities.
That's nice.
Asthma? That's not a chronic illness.
No. You just said you're trying to get off it.
It's chronic, though.
If you either go keep taking an inhaler or you don't get all the money.
Any beneficiary who is not more than 10 years younger than the original account holder, when they say not more than, that messes me up. Like, if you were close in age with the person, then you can be exempted from the 10-year rule.
Yeah, that helps.
And then the spouse.
Right, as we mentioned.
If you're the sole beneficiary.
Yeah, you have to be both. You have to be the spouse and the sole beneficiary.
So if he left money to the spouse and his side joint, then...
She ruined you.
Y'all in a 10-year situation.
But now you're the spouse. Let's get to the spouse, right? You are the spouse and you are inheriting the IRA. You got all types of options, babe. Mm. All right. So first, you can, as we mentioned earlier, you can roll the contents into your existing IRA, right? So you just go ahead and roll that up and do what you want to do with it.
As if it was yours.
As if it was yours. This really, again, is
a
good option.
You earned it.
Yeah. Depends on how long you were married.
Doesn't matter. Like, you could have been married 2 days and you deserved it.
Okay.
It was hell to pay during those 2 days.
If he died 2 days after you got married, it's a problem.
Y'all dated too, so
okay,
that earned something.
4 days. But yeah, this is a good option if you don't really need the money right now. If you're not hurting for money, you're kind of doing your own thing, you are already set up a particular type of way, or maybe there are other assets that you are surviving off of, just go ahead and roll that over into your existing IRA and start to draw down on it when you're of retirement age.
Mm-hmm. Another option, you can do this 10-year situation if you choose to. Don't suggest it.
Right.
But you could.
If you want to do that, go ahead and do that for yourself.
And then finally, you could open up the inherited IRA, but you could spread out the distributions over your entire expected lifetime. So that means really you're taking RMDs, you're doing all the things.
And the one last thing, and again, we don't recommend this. We mentioned earlier, you could take all that money out at one time.
Yeah, that's horrible.
You could just do a lump sum distribution. Again, there will be no early withdrawal tax penalties, but it's taxed as your whole damn income.
Yeah, and people... This is one thing that I get frustrated with. Like, people call us that are clients. They call us up and they say, hey, I want to take out $50,000 or $100,000 from my IRA or inherited IRA. Like, why do you need all that money at once?
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll be like, oh, yeah, I wanted to put money aside for the next 90 days. Like, no, take it out 30 days at a time then. Yeah. Or I want to take out money, put it aside for the next 2 years. Like, no. you've got to really think about what happens in that calendar year to your income.
Yeah, and as Alan mentioned, for a lot of people, that could also push you into a higher tax bracket. So even if you think you have a strategy figured out, or you're going to set the proper amount aside that you're used to, it might be a percentage that you're not used to.
Facts.
Okay, so we have more to talk about when it comes to getting an inheritance. Stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring Black and Brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
So we're back. We're still talking about getting that inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
How to get it, what to do with it, how to make sure it comes to you if it's coming.
You decide who it comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, you decide.
Yeah, okay.
In your head.
In your head, because you've decided.
Yeah, I know who it's coming from.
Okay. Not from the Lord.
No, it is from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Via.
Via this random stranger,
mm-hmm,
who loves you so much and knows all your information so much,
mm-hmm,
that they're going to leave lots of assets.
He's Nigerian and in the oil business.
Well, so we won't be counting on that money.
All right. You don't count on yours, but I will be
okay
waiting for that.
Sure.
Call.
So we've talked through a lot of the technical stuff when it comes to like what happens when you're inheriting certain types of accounts and assets, what to do with it, how to be mindful of it, how to strategize around it, how to kind of have a tax strategy, right? Mm-hmm. Just to make sure that you're not losing more money than you're actually bringing in.
Yeah.
Okay. Other things though that you need to think about, and these are just really solid tips. Please go slow and make a plan for using, mm-hmm, this money.
Yeah.
Once you kind of know what you're getting, know the value of it, have figured out the tax strategy, know when it's coming to you, how it's coming to you, if you can actually even spend it right now, make a plan for it.
Yeah. I just want to say that an inheritance can really enhance your life if you let it.
That's the point.
But when I say enhance your life, I mean your whole life, not enhance your year, not enhance your month, not give you a chance to go ball out on a vacation real fast. Like, it can actually enhance your life. For example, let's say you are a little bit behind on saving for your own retirement.
Mm-hmm.
An inheritance can help you to catch up a little bit if you let it. If you decide you want to spend all the money, like this is your only chance at, you know, extravagance. Now you've just given yourself a really good week or month, not a good life.
Yeah. And probably, again, also a tax bill that's going to have an impact on the income that you're actually used to. Also, do you have any like major debts out there that you need to pay off?
Yeah.
Right? Like high interest debts. Now, I'm not really speaking to student loans or mortgages necessarily, depending on how much you want or what your plan is. But those high interest debts that are really eating into your ability to create wealth for yourself.
Maybe you didn't put money away for your kid to go to college.
Mm.
This could be a great gift from the grave.
Yeah.
To put money aside for young
Sammy.
Yeah.
Tanisha. I want the money to go to Tanisha's college.
Quita.
I don't know Aquita.
I know Quita.
Okay. I don't know
She
her.
Might need a little boost in her college savings.
Mm, or if she's going.
Boost right? her, Lord.
Okay. But
boost
that's,
Quita, Lord.
That's a really great way to invest in the legacy of the family, right? And so if there's someone in your family who is leaving money behind, I'm sure it speaks to the legacy and the impact that they want to have in your life and beyond. So to Alan's point, go ahead and fund that child's education.
And finally, it's the rainy day fund.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just put some money aside just because?
Yeah.
Maybe you used to go to this person to ask for money in the case of emergencies, and now they're not here anymore. Well, put it aside and you can be your own emergency fund.
Okay. We like that. And this is kind of like our last piece of advice. You don't have to go this alone.
Yeah.
Right? So as we mentioned earlier at the top of the show, like receiving an inheritance while we're making a lot of fun and having a good time, it is a sad thing, right? Because someone passed away. Someone who loves you passed away. And so to Alan's point, you can feel complicated feelings of guilt or, again, just grief that you're still dealing with. And so it's not even about, like, what do I do with this money? It's not something that you're excited about. It's not something that you're in a position to plan for or don't even know what to do with. get some help.
Yeah.
Reach out to a financial advisor. If you have one already, go ahead and reach out to yours and let them know. If you don't, you can always reach out to us. Go to www.momentum-advisors.com. If you go to our contact page, you can schedule a complimentary consultation and we'll talk you through some of this stuff. We'll give you some advice and point you in the right direction. As we talked about these different types of accounts, you may need some help opening that inherited IRA account. Mm-hmm. You might need somebody to do some forecasting. You may need some help around adding it to your existing retirement.
You might need a lawyer as well. You might need a lawyer who specializes in probate matters to just advise you if you're the executor, or if you're in touch with the executor and they need some help. We have a few clients who, they had parents who passed away. And what was unique about a lot of these parents is that the parent, often it's the father, sometimes it's the mom, but they were often the one involved in all the investments. And the kid, even though they may be adults, they really never understood money or investing. And so we've been able to step in to be that financial partner with them, to help them to understand how to be a good steward of the money that was received, how to make sure that you can make it last and come up with a plan.
Yeah. And again, if you are the person, right, and you're worried about the inheritance that you plan on leaving, as we mentioned, you do want to get an estate plan together. You want to talk to a lawyer. You want to put a will together. And at a bare minimum, you want to designate beneficiaries on your accounts. That's the least you can do, for sure, to kind of expedite this process. So, Alan, I have a question for you. We left some room because I want to ask you a question.
You may.
I was, regardless.
You can approach the stand.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm. If I ever have to go to court, like, on your behalf, be concerned.
Can I just say, Tiffany and I have been to court a bunch of times.
don't together. First of all, not a bunch of times. It's just a couple.
A few times. We got more. We got more court dates coming.
Listen.
And we ain't never do anything wrong. We just have to go to court because we're business owners.
That's a fact. That is true. We have not even committed the crimes.
Yeah.
Like, for the good court cases, it's just as if you're a business owner, if you're dying to be an entrepreneur, please expect to get sued or go to court a couple of times.
Throw yourself on the mercy of the court.
Yeah, just get ready for it. Get a good court suit or a good court dress that don't look like you're doing too well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that you have conservative views. That's how you want to show up in court.
And get your honors together too.
Yes.
Your honors.
Yes, all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. But that wasn't the question.
Okay.
What's your plan for your inheritance? And what I mean by that is
If I receive an inheritance?
No. For what you plan on, you're not getting, this Nigerian gas tycoon.
Magnate.
Isn't coming, right? Mm. How do you plan on?
Don't speak that over my life.
I definitely did. Okay. How do you plan on leaving your inheritance?
To my...
whoever.
Beneficiaries.
To your beneneficiaries.
Yeah.
Who are your... Other than your children and your spouse, do you have other beneficiaries? Do you plan on having any others?
I try to take care of people in their lives. So...
You don't have any other beneficiaries? While we on air together? Is there anybody else?
I can't think of anyone.
No.
Actually. No, I will say that when it comes to the ownership of our business, my partners will inherit the actual equity in the business, but my family will inherit the financial benefit of that.
Yeah.
So in that way, Tiffany, you as a partner in Momentum Advisors are going to stand to gain.
And the other businesses as well. That's not how we think about it, to be honest with you. Yeah, if we're being transparent, the conversations that we've had as partners and business owners is that the equity that gets passed down, we give the value of that to the family so that they are not now responsible for handling Alan's business duties in his passing. And that if there is any cash value attached to that, those dollars will be used to find someone who can replace Alan in his tasks.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, that's how we think about it. You know, it's not a come up. We're not going to be balling.
Yeah, but you know what Beyonce said about me?
What'd she say?
I'm irreplaceable.
First of all.
That's what she said.
She didn't say you were irreplaceable. She was saying she's irreplaceable, like herself.
She's talking about me.
No, you must not know about me. She was talking about herself.
You must not know about Alan. That's really how it goes.
It's not.
Yeah, but that's who I plan to. That's how I plan to do things. I want to leave things to my kids. I want to leave some things to charity. I do want to do stuff in my lifetime for my godchildren. I also have nieces and nephews that I've kind of adopted, like mentees, that I want to make sure I do things for them in their lifetimes. But really, my financial inheritance is going to go to my wife and kids for sure.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. My dad, though, one thing I'll say about my dad, he is putting some dollars aside to be like a family fund for people in the family who need investment in stuff, whether it be college, businesses that are started, just various things that people in the family would already come to my dad for. And we're going to be able to continue that legacy. And I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, maybe I'll do something like that too. A little pot of money that'll go towards people that need stuff.
You can just give it to me. I'll hold it for you. Let me know.
I appreciate that.
And then I'll just kind of do what I think you think is best. I could be trusted. Like,
what
that.
About you? Who are you leaving stuff to?
That's a really great question. You've heard me talk about this multiple times. So I do, there's from a charitable perspective, I would like to leave money to HBCUs and Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of always the ones that I ride for. From personally, though, I have godchildren. Mm-hmm. And in the expectation that I'll have a spouse, mm-hmm. I would like to leave my financial assets to those people.
Mm. Mad dash to Tiffany's DMs right now.
To be my godchild.
To sign up to be that spouse or godchild.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't mad dash it. I think I'm cool. I think I'm clear on that.
You're like the most eligible bachelorette on podcast.
On podcast? That's definitely not true. It's very, very, very much not true. There's a lot more eligible bachelors.
Bachelorettes. Top 25 that are alive. You're on my list.
I'm definitely not. I'm not eligible. Please don't get in my DMs.
Slide in here.
I'm not an eligible bachelorette.
Slide in like his home plate.
No, I am not an eligible bachelorette, and you will not be getting these assets. No matter how you want to take it.
Yams? Perhaps. All right. We're having too much fun.
Okay. But we will be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boone.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.